You are listening to the Reclaim Your Power podcast, the show for people that are ready to end their struggle with binge eating and body image. I'm your host, Erin Avery. Each week, I will sit with you and teach you different skills and tools that you need in order to trust yourself around food and find peace within your body. You deserve a life to live without stressing about food or having your body hold you back. So if you're ready, grab a notebook and let's get started. Hello. Hey guys, how are you doing today? Good morning, good evening. So we are in week two of the new Reclaim Your Power podcast. I am so excited to be doing this again. So let's dive into a little bit that's been happening in my life real quick. So on Thanksgiving, my husband got tested for COVID. He was COVID positive, and that alone had its own set of tasks that I had to deal with, right? Because I had to make sure I was safe, my baby was safe, and then cleaning the house to make sure everything was sanitized and blah, blah, blah. Well, that happened a Thursday. He got his positive result. And then Saturday, Jameson and I started coughing a little bit. But I knew for me, it wasn't anything serious. I never get sick. It's very rare that I get sick. And so when I had the cough, I was like, this feels like one of those, okay, it's December. We're just going to have a little mild cough and that's going to go away. But just to be safe, because he tested positive for COVID, I took Jameson and I to urgent care and got us both tested. Monday morning, I came back negative, and our sweet little baby, she came back positive. But she had no signs, other than a cough and a sneeze. Her lungs were clear. Her O2 stats were 99%. And she's just been happy and perfect, the whole time. So that's what's been happening for, the last 2 weeks over here. But we are all on the up and up. Chris is feeling much better. Baby girl is coughing less, sneezing less. And I, just outside of sounding like I sound horrible, I feel fine. Still, I feel great. Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. I don't know why. It just was on my heart to share. So there we are. But let's get into the topic of today. Today we're going to talk about setting food boundaries. And this was something that I found to be very helpful for me. And I'm hoping that it's going to be helpful for you too, as a tool to use while you are on your way to becoming binge free. So setting food boundaries is essential if we want to be both physically and emotionally healthy. Now, this doesn't have to just be for binge eaters. This is probably tips that anybody could use that is trying to, eat a little better and not overindulge some. But for my binge and emotional overeaters, this is specifically for you. So I looked up the word boundaries, and this is what it said. Boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify themselves that, boundaries, I'm reading right off the thing because I didn't want to mess it up, but I did. Boundaries are guidelines, rules, or limits that a person creates to identify for themselves that are reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for other people to behave around them and how they will respond when someone steps outside of those limits. So when I read this, right, it's boundaries or guidelines, right? They're rules that we have for other people. So if they step outside of our boundaries, right, there's going to be a consequence. So how does that fit into your journey of ending binge eating? And the easiest way to think about a boundary and about this that I could come up with is think of a property line, right? You've all seen the no trespassing or do not enter signs. And that sends a clear message that if you violate this boundary, there will be a consequence, right? So if you violate the boundary, of trespassing. Someone could call the cops, you're gonna go to jail. If you enter with your car in a specific area, you can get towed or ticketed, right? There's going to be a consequence. And in our case, the consequence here is overeating, right? And being stuck in negative feelings or thoughts of regret. And then on the other side of that consequence, there's also weight gain, which perpetuates the negative feelings, thoughts, and regret. So while it's inevitable that during the journey of ending the binge eating cycle or just eating well in general, there's going to be times that you're going to struggle. But no matter where you are, I want you to know that it is common and it's completely okay, because you're going to find yourself on the verge of giving in or feeling out of control with your favorite foods. And this is especially important to remind you that this is going to happen, especially if you're in the beginning stages or if you've just been, winging it on your own. You haven't had a real direction. When you're going about this, you are going to find yourself on the verge of giving in. And if you're listening to this and you're still struggling, you have given in. And that's okay, because this is where you're at and we're going to accept where we are. And we're going to take note that, okay, this is where I'm at. I give in, but now I know I have this skill. I have these strategies that I can use to set boundaries. So setting the simple boundaries can be helpful in establishing and maintaining a balanced relationship with all foods. Again, this is for my binge eaters, but this is also just for someone that wants to take more control and have more power over food. So when you're setting food boundaries, it's important to focus on both your mindset and your environment. And these are the six things that when I was going through my brain work and process of how I came about setting food boundaries, they're simple yet effective strategies to help you and to stop overeating and essentially get out of the binging cycle and lose weight naturally. So for the mindset reset is what I'm going to call it right now, even though I hate that term. there's three things. And the first one, which you will hear me say over and over and over and over again, is to forget forbidden foods, right? Adjust your thought processes of surrounding all foods. Instead of completely restricting certain foods, consider giving yourself permission to eat them all, right? Allow yourself permission in and of itself is enough to give you the power to choose when and what you want to eat. So when you allow yourself, right, you give yourself that permission to choose. Choice is our superpower, right? Without choice, we have nothing. So when you have that choice and all food is fair game, the choice you make is more clear because you're literally in control. Too often, falling victim to overeating happens when we think about certain foods as being forbidden, bad, or wrong. So when you access your power of choice, right, you have chips, you have guac, you have cookies, you have ice cream, you have donuts, you have whatever on the table. If you know that you can have any of that at any time, you get to just choose which one you want, right? And then move on about your day. So forget about forbidden foods and remember that you can allow yourself permission to choose. The second step in the mindset reset is to pause, right? And this is something that I go a little bit deeper in my 12-week program, but the pause is something that we do have that we don't acknowledge before we go into a quote-unquote binge. So, you know, there's a moment between having a craving and walking to the cabinet, right? There's that moment. That moment is your walking, right? So during that walking moment, you can take that pause. So before you scour the cabinets or place your order or ask yourself, you know, should I have cookies or should I have ice cream or should I have the cake? You know, trying to decide on what it is you want to eat. Ask yourself whether or not you're really hungry or if you're eating for some other reason. It's in that pause. It's in that walking to the cabinet. It's in that picking up the phone call to place your Domino's order, right? That is the pause that we don't give enough respect to. That's the pause that is going to actually help lessen the binge. Okay. Often just taking that moment to ask yourself what you are truly feeling before eating can help you identify true physical or emotional hunger. And common triggers, again, this is, you might already know this, but common triggers for eating other than physical hunger include, it's usually boredom, anxiety, stress, it's habit, tiredness, loneliness, right? So you ask yourself, why am I eating? Am I tired? Am I bored? Am I lonely? Do I need to call a friend, right? But take that pause and use that pause. It's very beneficial. The third step in Mindset Reset is to eat to feel full and fulfilled. And I talked about this in the last episode. When you allow yourself to feel fully satisfied from a meal, you're less likely to snack mindlessly and more likely to eat with intention. So when you leave the table, I want you to feel like you are feeling satisfied, right? Don't leave the table feeling hungry or unsatisfied, right? Because when you do that, you are going to find yourself more vulnerable to feeling out of control later in the day. Or, you know, I have many clients that tell me I just have the late night munchies. And that's because you are not allowing yourself to eat full and satisfying meals. So those are the three mindset resets. Number one, again, is to forget the forbidden foods. Number two is take that pause in between the craving or the urge and the actual act of eating. And number three is make sure that you eat to feel full and fulfilled, not overstuffed and not still hungry, but eating to feel full and fulfilled. And then there's three steps to editing your eating environment. These are the three things that I thought about that I did, and I think they're pretty good. They helped me tremendously, and I still use all three of these to this day. So when you edit your eating environment, number one is keep trigger foods at bay. Now, when I say this, I'm all for normalizing foods, right? I teach this to you. I said it in the last episode, and I teach this in my 12-week program. But depending on where you are in your journey, that might not be enough. So, you know, I remember having to stash things like cookies and pretzels in dark containers. So they were opaque containers that you can just buy at Walmart or whatever. And I would put those on the top shelf, right? They're in the house, but they're just not visible to me right now, right? I have to physically remember, oh, they're in that black jar up top. So finding a way to keep them in the house, but yet just keeping them less visible to you. So the key is keeping these foods out of your daily routine. If you find that you're not deterred by, you know, out of sight approach, right? For a long time, I couldn't have Oreos in my sight. I had to have the out of sight approach. But if you're someone that you can find yourself that out of sight approach is something that you still can't handle, my suggestion is to not buy or bring those things into your home for a little bit, right? Consider the food boundary to enjoy these foods only away from the home. So maybe, right, it is Oreos and you just can't have them in the house because putting them in the opaque jar on the top shelf, still, it doesn't work for you. So maybe what you do is you plan. Remember, we talked about planning your meal. Maybe you plan having those Oreos and you go buy a single serving pack for that meal for that day, right? So you're still having the cookies and you're still incorporating them. Again, I'm not for limiting foods, but maybe right now you just don't need them in the house. And there's a certain way that you can do those, that you can do those things. Like I said, you can buy a single serve pack on the day that you want to have the cookies or the chips or the pretzels or the ice cream, right? So consider it a boundary to enjoy these foods that you do want, but away from the home. And taking this approach can make indulging in your favorites more intentional and also more special. Like, you know, I plan for this. I'm going to go and buy that single serving pack of Oreo cookies and I'm going to have them with my lunch and I'm going to enjoy them and it's going to be special. So number one is keep your trigger foods at bay. Number two of editing your environment is pack a snack. And again, I pack a snack all the time because hunger can strike at any time. And depending on where you are, you will most likely have limited options of foods that are satisfying. So to avoid vending machine munchies or swinging by the gas station for chips and soda or a candy bar, be prepared with your own good, healthy snacks, right? Pack a few things such as nuts, maybe a fruit, orange, apples, bananas, ones that do well in the weather, some type of maybe a protein bar or something for on-the-go snacking. And something that I always have with me is water. So there's always some type of beverage, which is typically water, and a snack so that I can fuel my body and feel good, right? I'm having snacks that are on hand that are energizing, that are fulfilling, and something that I can feel good about. And again, maybe that snack is something, one of your favorite things. Maybe it is a little single bag of chips. That's perfectly fine too. But pack something with you because you never want to be caught off guard. When we're caught off guard, our brain goes into panic mode. And then panic mode means get the first thing possible and eat lots of it because restriction is coming, right? That's, we talk about the brain a lot, again, in my 12-week program, how little things even like that trigger restriction and trigger panic and then trigger wanting to binge and overeat. And lastly, in editing your environment, is this is for the home, placing fruits and veggies up front. So what you see is what you will eat. So if you have a plate of cookies on your counter or sweets up front in the fridge, that is what you're going to grab first, right? It's shelve it out. We don't typically like to go further back into the fridge and find something quote unquote good for us to eat. We eat what's up front and up close. Okay. So it's easy and it doesn't take much thought at all to grab one, two, or five of whatever it is up front. So if you have cookies up front, you're going to grab the cookies. If you have a plate of, you know, fruits and vegetables, like on a nice little plate on your countertop, for those people that, you know, tend to quote unquote munch as you go through the kitchen or walk by the kitchen, you're more likely going to grab the fruit and the veggie plate than if you had cookies on the countertop. Okay. So the easiest thing to do is just to cut up some veggies and have them up front in the fridge. So this way, when you open the fridge, the first thing you see is carrots and celery and maybe some cauliflower and some dip, right? No problem with having the dip as well. And so when you eat what you see, you're eating foods that will make you feel good. You're eating foods that are going to fill you up because now we're having fiber. We're having foods that take longer to digest versus having foods just like, you know, chips and breads and pastas, whatever, that is just up front. That's one, typically easy to overeat on. And two, those foods that when we're done, because it was a mindless action, we feel bad about it. And we never want to feel bad about eating food. Food is not about feeling bad. Food is about feeling good. So the editing your eating environment, those three things again, are keeping trigger foods at bay, right? Either putting them up top on a shelf, putting them in an opaque container, or for those that aren't quite there yet for having those foods in the house, removing them from the home, but setting up special occasions so that you can still eat them. Pack a snack. You never want to be caught off guard. And number three is to place foods and veggies up front because what you see is what you will eat. So learning to set healthy boundaries takes time. It's a process. Set them in ways that will work for you. Eliminate what you need to, and then try to work it back in. So, you know, if you need to eliminate cookies, right? Like I said, you can start to work those back in. Maybe you just start buying one single pack of Oreos because you get four and you bring them into the house, and maybe you let those four last for 4 days, right? There's certain things that you can do. There's ways to work it back in, but put yourself in the position of power. That's what this is all about, reclaiming your power over food. Put yourself in the position of power and remember, food is not in control. The one in control is you. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. I hope something in this episode resonated with you. And until next week, hang in there and reclaim your power. Bye.
Hey guys, did you enjoy today's topic? If something in this episode resonated with you, I would love it if you would share it on your social media. The more people that get a chance to listen means the more people I get to help. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for another episode.